Chapter 3. Pickled Folger searched the corners of his knapsack and came up with a single wild oat scone, which he wagged in Mara's face.
The last bell is scrap of tuck between two stout and starving travellers. Would you believe it, old chum?
The sturdy young badger maid plucked the scone from his paws.
There were four oat scones in that bag before I went to sleep last night, you flop-eared glutton. You scuffed them.
Pickle placed a paw over his heart, his face a picture of injured innocence.
Scoffed? Did I hear you use the expression scoffed? Oh, boon companion and playmate of my younger days. Nibbled daintily, picked idly at, maybe even mouthed a morsel or so, but scoffed? Never.
Mara broke the scone in two and tossed half to him.
Listen here, Folger, me old pickle. Don't try baffling me with flowery phrases. You're a scoffer and you always have been, so there.
Grinning from ear to ear, Pickle scoffed his half.
Oh, well, truth will out, old gal, what? I say, it's going to take us until late night to get back to jolly old Salima What's-It. I bet we're both in for some pretty stiff words when old Earthstripe catches up with us.
Mara slumped moodily in the hollow of two dunes, her appetite suddenly gone at the thought of returning to face the Badger Lord.
Salamandastron. I wish I never had to go back to that dreary mountain, Pickle. Day and night, dawn to dusk, it's watch your manners, learn your badger law, keep your room tidy, sit up straight, don't slouch, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. I'm sick to the stripes of it all. Isn't there somewhere young ones can do what they want, have fun all day without elders and grown beasts making you do silly, boring things?
Then come with us. We do as we please.
Mara and Pickle looked around in surprise. A pair of young creatures, a weasel and a ferret, appeared around the dune. The garrulous Pickle winked and grinned cheekily at them.
What ho, chaps? Who are you?
The weasel smiled back. He was a handsome-looking beast with the brightest blue eyes Mara had ever seen.
Hello there. I'm Klitsch, and he's Goffer. We've come up from the Southwest Lands.
Mara sized the pair up. The ferret was a shifty-looking creature, dressed in a long tunic that had obviously been cut down to fit him. He carried a spear and wore a dagger in the piece of rope that served him as a belt. The young weasel was a different matter altogether. His clothing fitted perfectly. He wore a smart yellow tunic, and on his woven belt hung a short sword, complete with case. He also sported a pair of thick, white bone bracelets. All in all, he appeared quite dashing. Mara felt self-conscious. Both she and Pickle were clad in the homely sand-coloured smocks worn by those who lived at Salamandastron.
My name is Mara, and this is my friend Pickle Folger. We come from the mountain fortress of Salamandastron, almost a day's march north of here.
Klitsch smiled oddly.
But you don't want to go back, right?
Mara stood up, dusting sand from herself.
Oh, we moan and groan a bit, but we always return there. It's our home, you see. Tell me, did you and Goffer come all the way up from the southwest by yourselves?
A quick smile passed between Klitsch and Goffer. Then the weasel shrugged carelessly.
Oh, more or less. We do exactly what we want and go just where we please. Isn't that right, Goffer?
The ferret leaned on his spear and nodded.
Right.
But you two are only young ones, like us.
Pickle interrupted.
I say, who allows you to carry weapons like that?
Klitsch's blue eyes twinkled merrily.
No beast allows us to do anything. We feel like having weapons, so we carry them. And don't give a hoot for anyone.
The more Mara heard from Klitsch, the more she admired him. He drew his sword and swung it, neatly clipping the heads from two dandelions growing amid the reed grass.
So, you're from Salamandastron. That's teeth. That's a right old mouthful of a name. I'll tell you what, me and Goffer here, we'll walk along with you. I'd like to see this place. And you can tell me all about it as we go.
Without further preamble, the four young ones set out for the mountain, chatting and laughing. Klitsch was an amusing talker with lots of interesting tales to tell. He was also a good listener and paid rapt attention to anything Mara or Pickle had to say about their home. So much so that eventually they were doing all the talking and he was doing all the listening. Goffer rarely spoke.